Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. This is Bob Connell. Special edition of our open mic program. Been promoting it. It's Veterans Week, and what better person to have on the radio than Senator Bozeman. And Senator Bozeman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. Of course, you are the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and you know all about this. And we've done this a few years ago, and I thought, what better way to highlight veteran services?
Well, this is a special time that we think about veterans, although we need to think about them every day and not just once a year. So thank you for doing this. We've got some special guests with us today that I'm very excited about. We have Colonel Lloyd from the Library of Congress. She's actually in charge of the Veterans History Project. She's not one of the workers, but she's the head person of the Veterans History Project all over the United States. She's here. We can be very pleased because of the efforts that are being made in Arkansas. And then also retired Colonel Anita Deason is with us. Anita works with my office in regards to veterans affairs and does a tremendous job helping veterans all over the state. Again, and we talked about this earlier, and I've talked about this every time I come on the show, these aren't give-me's. These are earned benefits that our veterans have earned by serving their country, which we're very, very grateful for.
And I know, Anita, that's something that we've talked before, and that's something that it is one of those that drives me crazy when a veteran feels like it's welfare. And I'm like, it brings tears to your eyes. And think, no, this is what you've earned.
Absolutely. And we want our veterans to reach out and ask about those veterans that they've earned. And I would recommend the first place they go is to their county veteran service officer. They're hired by the county judge. And then if they miss that opportunity to visit with them, the Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs has a district rep, and that's broken out into regions across the state. So that office provides assistance as well. And if they miss that opportunity, then there are veteran service officers in each veteran service organization. For example, American Legion, VFW, the DAV, the list goes on and on. And if they have any problem reaching any of those veteran service officers, please reach out to Senator Bozeman's office, and we'll be happy to link them up with a good veteran service officer.
Well, you know, that's what's so important, and we've talked about this, and I run into veterans all the time, and the family doesn't even know that. So if you're a family member, they can say, this is something, it's a paid-for service. I found that out with my dad. It was funny. I remember my dad, we didn't realize, he was a veteran, you know, like 4 years, served in from 1950 to 53 or something like that, and they found out in his late 60s he had services that could be taken care of, and it saved him so much on his Social Security because he was retired.
Well, the other thing, too, is these things change all the time in the sense that additional laws are passed that really build on the benefits that were there, expand them somewhat. And so you could know how it was a few years ago, and then maybe things have changed right now. So if a person is a veteran is having problems, the important thing is to check with one of the veteran service officers, call the office, whatever. And that's how we go about, and we can check it out and make sure that they are entitled, you know, or perhaps entitled to some program that they simply aren't aware of.
And there's new programs a lot. I mean, I know that's something that you've talked about before.
There's many, many programs out there. I would like to say, often there's lots of confusion about how the VA is organized. And we might hear from a frustrated veteran, to say, I went to one location and they couldn't help me. The organizational structure of the VA, there's three main areas. And that's going to be your Veterans Health Administration, your Veterans Benefits Administration, and then Mortuary Affairs or the National Cemeteries. And those three areas are pretty, they're under one umbrella, but they function separately. So we want to make sure we get them in the right lane to get to those right benefits.
Well, that's true. And then the other things that we've talked about is the committee, you've been able to accomplish a lot in Congress for the veterans.
We have. In this past Congress, we've done a number of things. We passed well over a dozen new bills that again, were helpful for veterans in really a variety of different ways. We've taken the CHOICE program that as you mentioned earlier, that allows you to seek medical care if you live further than a certain distance or if you don't have the specialist that you need that can see you in a timely fashion, all of those things. Something that I'm very proud of, I worked with a senator from Virginia, Senator Warner, and yeah, we talk a lot about working on different sides. He's a Democrat, I'm a Republican. When it comes to veterans, you know, there's not Democrats and Republicans, there's just veterans. And so we work really hard. But we were able to team up. We had a situation where people that were injured in combat, disabled, they get a one-time stipend. and it should have been tax-free, but as things happened, they were taxing it, and so we were able to go back and say, no, you know, that's not fair. We're going to get you that money that you deserved, and in some cases, we're talking about thousands of dollars, so we were able to get things like that done, so it's just everybody working together, and as a result, accomplishing some pretty important things.
Okay, they'll have the number to call here at the end of this program. We'll do day number two coming up tomorrow, and we'll talk about that choice a little deeper, and also the History Project. That's coming up tomorrow on KFFB's Open Mic.